Channel 2 Right and continuation visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, the 30th of July, 72. Channel 2 Right and a continuation visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, the 30th of July, 72. Channel 2 Right, continuation visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, the 30th of July, 72.
Well, you can keep put your mind on that West Virginia trip, Cookie. That'll lift your spirit.
Yes,
sir. Well.
All that good singing.
I ain't worrying about the singing. I'm just thinking about that good eat.
Yeah.
And being at your mama's.
Yeah, that's my headquarters. I'm gonna stay right there.
She'll be glad to have you.
And Helen's going to stay at her mama's.
Yes. Well, the finances is the least of the worries.
Well, it don't cost all that much to go up there. Actually.
I mean, about all your automobile stuff. Just as long as you wasn't sitting on that bad sign.
Yeah.
That would have been the bad thing. Yes, sir.
Have you talked to Mr. Weaver lately?
Uh-uh. Haven't seen him. Haven't seen anybody.
Yeah, that was Mr. Weaver. Yeah. Leonard was down there a couple weeks ago. And Mr. Weaver gave him a bird dog. He's pretty well tickled over his bird dog, but like I told Sharon, he's got about as much use for a bird dog as I have a hole in my head.
Yeah. Yes. What good does insurance do, Cookie? You never know what it's going to cover.
You never know. That's just it. That's like I told the insurance commissioner. I said, what the hell used me to have insurance?
Yeah. It's just a legal thing. That's all there is to it.
That's just a legal way for a highway robbery. Yeah, I'm over. They've had me tore up. I mean, I've told them a lot of things that I probably shouldn't have, but I felt like telling them, and I told them.
They can somehow, they do it all the time, and they can somehow wangle it to where everything you do is wrong.
That's right.
It's almost like the highway patrol. If you go out there and you make a mistake, they'll fine you for making a mistake as well as for what you do with the other car.
That's right. Fine you for both of them.
Yeah.
Two different things.
Two different things.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What you did to the other car ain't enough. They've got to fine you for making that mistake.
That's right.
That don't make sense to me.
It don't make any sense whatever. Now you figured your insurance would cover any trouble you got into.
That's right.
That's what you was paying for.
I was paying insurance on that vehicle. And I told them when I bought insurance, I said, I want insurance on that vehicle when anybody's driving it, anybody's in it. Well, darn, I spend $74 every 3 months.
Cookie?
I sure was. $74 every 3 months on that pickup.
And what are you going to get out of this? What's it going to cover now on this
accident? It ain't going to cover nothing. It's going to cost me $8,000.
It cost you what? The damage it did?
Plus, the cost of my truck was $3,200. The other man's truck, and the car that was involved, the boat and the motor that was involved, and $136 doctor bill for Frank, and he got a scratch on the nose there. It cost me $136.
How did that happen? $136?
X-rays and all that kind of junk. They even x-rayed his chest. I mean, they x-rayed him practically all over. Because he was in an automobile accident.
Well.
And I'll tell you.
Why, Cookie, that's over $200 a year. To almost $300 a year,
yeah.
You pay. It's collision and liability.
Liability?
I saw the policy.
Complete coverage.
Didn't cover anything.
And it ain't covered nothing yet.
Just because Frank was driving.
Because Frank was under 18, and I wasn't with him.
Because he was under 18.
Under 18, and I wasn't with him. You see, he's 18 though now.
Yeah.
You figured, Cookie. I've heard you say that a number of times. You figured, I mean, he said, he's going to keep on until he breaks me. And then you got to saying, well, sir, if it can just go until he's 18 and it won't catch me, I won't be responsible anymore.
That's right, I won't.
And how much it last?
21 days.
Cookie.
21 days. It happened on the 30th and he was 21. He was 18 the 21st of July.
So it wasn't between 17 and 25. It was under 18.
Under 18.
Yeah, well, I can understand that.
Under 18.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
You see, he's this new law that the legislature passed when they're 18. He gets out here and gets in any trouble, they can take him to jail now. I don't have to go for him.
Yeah.
They can take him to jail now.
Yeah.
As it was, I'd have had to went. But now he can face his own problems now. And he realizes that, too.
He does.
He realizes that.
Yeah.
I've got to take him Monday. Get him registered for the draft. I'm going to take him out the driver's license. He's got to renew his driver's license for him to take about the first of next month. For 6 months to a year. They're going to take him.
But he doesn't have anything to drive.
No, he ain't got nothing to drive. And he ain't got no insurance. I mean, he can't get no insurance, even if he did have something to drive. But see, this is the third offense they've caught him at, see. They caught him once in that Cadillac doing 110 mile an hour. Speeding. That cost him $75. Fine. And they caught him in the Mustang. I do a 90 in a 50-mile zone. That cost him another $55. Then he wrecked my truck, which cost him another $37.50 in fines. So they're going to get his license this time.
Well, I'm surprised they hadn't already.
That's in less than 6 months.
Now, you got to live with that.
Then you see, can you see now why I come to the trailer and sleep till 2:30 in the afternoon? Where it's peaceful and quiet, all I hear is the birds and the bees and the breeze and the horses and that thing.
I don't know. I don't see. Oh, that's too much.
So, I'm going to get things back organized. See, they just about cleaned me out over that trailer. That trailer over there. And took all my lamps. And
oh, they've been going in there?
Oh, they broke their locks off the doors twice, guy.
Yeah.
Why, Cookie?
Yeah. Somebody has, I don't know.
Well, that's new. That's because nobody's been going over there. I guess that'll happen anywhere.
That's right. And yeah, they got my dishes out and pots and pans and part of my clothes was left over there.
They took your dishes?
Part of them. My silverware. Part of my clothes. They took a $90 shark skin suit out of that trailer over there. I wore it twice.
My gosh.
Sure did. My lamp, both lamps. It's old George Mitchell's niggers up there. I know who it is.
Or it could be any number of niggers or white ones.
But they took wrecking bars and pried them locks hasp off that door.
Yeah.
Yeah. The marks right there in the aluminum where they pried them off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, we were sort of pleased because as long as y'all were in and out, nothing.
Well, you see, I've been in and out over. I've been in and out about every day this past week. I was been in and out of over there, and ain't been nobody hanging around. I've left stuff lay out just to see if people would move it. You know, ain't been touched.
Yeah.
Not been touched.
Not as long as they see anybody around.
Cause they never know when that old cookie gonna drive up.
Mm-hmm.
They never know. It can be any hour of the night. I may drive up over there. I drive by over at night when I pick Frank up late at night. Just to let people know that I do drive in and out there late at night. Which I think is a good thing. But I'm going to get things fixed where I can cook and eat. Nothing else, just lay around over there and take it easy. Like you ready to go up the country, go back to work. I don't know when I'll go back to work. Have no idea when they're going to tell me to go back to work.
I don't know, Cookie. Franklin's had so much trouble, and it's been going on so long that it sounds like something that's constitutional, not just being foolish. And I don't know what to do. I've thought about it a lot, and I don't know. It's almost you couldn't do it yourself, or seemingly you couldn't. But way back, all the indications were that he shouldn't be out on the road.
That's right, and I've tried my best to keep him out off of it, but I mean... Now, it don't seem like he's done anything in daylight. But it's after night that all of his devilment, that he's got in all this trouble. It's after night.
Yeah.
Well, when you're driving 110 miles an hour, that's not just eyesight.
No, that's foolishness.
That's foolishness. But there are some things, as you reported, that look like...
Well,
all of his accidents, the reason for him turning these cars over and wrecking them and running them in the ditch, that is just poor judgment to me, or eyesight or something. I just don't know. Well, it's about time to get over there and get him. Go to the poorhouse.
Well, there's no sign of it letting up. Keeping out of taking the license away from him won't necessarily do it. He can still get a car and wreck it.
That's right. Well, but him being 18 will release the pressure off of me.
Yeah, but it won't remove the trouble.
No.
So. I don't know who he'd even ask on something like that. it's just been going on too long and too constant.
Yeah, it's been a constant thing since. I don't know.
Just if you take a license away from him, and if he wrecks it, he'd go to jail, won't he?
Yeah.
Well, that's no solution. Still the same problem. Problem's still there. So, I'll go around there and get the rest of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, what I'm thankful for so far is that he hadn't killed himself or somebody else, but that's...
Well, sir, we're going to have a little...
Oh, man, I better get back over there and get him.
Well...
Go home.
You take care of yourself, guys?
Channel 2 right. The end of the visit with Cookie. This Sunday, the 30th of July, 72. First visit in the month, I guess. Channel 2 right, around 300 or 400. The end of the visit with Cookie this Sunday, the 30th of July, 72. Channel 2 right, around 300 or 400. And the end of the visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, the 30th of July, 72.